This is an interview with Franz Wildenhain. This is April 10th, 1978, and we're in Bushnell's Basin, New York.
Bushnell's Basin, Pittsburgh.
Mr. Wildenhain, you were born in Leipzig, which is now in East Germany, 1905. Yeah. Could you give a description a bit of your family? What did your parents do? What was your childhood like?
Leipzig has been or will be a famous town. Many people have lived there. Bach was there, the cantor of the Thomas Church. Richard Wagner was born in Leipzig. And Max Beckmann was born in Leipzig. And Schiller came to Leipzig, and Goethe studied in Leipzig. It was once Goethe called it a little Paris in 200 years ago. But my parents were simple people. My father was a cabinet maker, and his father, my grandfather, was a carpenter, and his brother was a kind of mason. They were always in wood or building business. So naturally, his brother was a cabinet maker too. Naturally, the inclination was perhaps he becomes a woodworker too. Until my mother said, no, I don't like this idea because woodworkers have sawdust in their heads. So.
Were you the oldest child?
Yeah, I was the only one. I mean, I have a sister, but the only one. But. Later I became potter, and I told you once, you know, potters have clay dust in their brain, you know, in their head. But there was not much to decide when I was 13 and a half year old. It was the end of World War I. My father came back from the war, and you know, things were not too rose-colored in this time.
Things were pretty grim, weren't they?
Grim.
Did he continue in his as a cabinet maker?
He started out again and worked until he was 75 or something. But the next thing was the boy. He has talent. As, you know, he could draw and he could he made nice pictures.
That's you.
That's me. Yeah, the boy. Artists wouldn't come into the package, you know, that was out of the thing.
Really? What would they have thought of them?
Artists? No, artists, you can't make a living as an artist. So as Lois Corinne said, to become a painter, you have to have money, first place. Second place, you have to have money. And the third place, you have to have also a little talent, you know. Now, talent I had, but not the money. So I did my best to be an artist or to become one. I became a graphic designer or a graphic draftsman and a lithographer.
Really? Was this at a printing
house? Was a printing. It was a kind of a art agency or something which made big perspective pictures of factories and so forth. You could learn something, but I had a hell of a time to de-learn it after.
Really?
Because you learn how to draw a tree, how to draw a people, how to draw this, everything. There was a kind of a logo, or there was a kind of a barrel that is round, and there's a shadow, and windows, sunshine, and so forth.
It was a formula for doing everything.
Yeah. And after 4.5 years, so as I told you earlier, I made my journeyman, I became a journeyman, and then half a year later I was fired because of the inflation.
While you were at this art agency, you were an apprentice.
I was an apprentice, yes, working for nothing.
Did that mean you helped someone else?
The first year you had only to clean up and to get the breakfast and make the coffee and take a broom and you could grind off lithograph stones, and they have to be ground off, and you could help here a little and help there a little. But the whole apprentice system is built on this, because the first year, the student learns nothing. In the second and third year, he learns, and in the fourth year, the master has the profit because he's now a journeyman.